Or did that look pretty intense out there today?
Yeah, it was good practice.
Was it a practice that was fitting as to what happened last night in the game that you guys felt you really needed something like that?
I think, yeah, it was probably good for us. And obviously, what Paul thought was best for us. So I'm sure, I hope everyone gets the message.
Is there a message, really? Like, you know, you guys know that last night didn't go according to plan. Coach kind of puts you guys through the rigors here today. But is there something that sinks in, or do you just kind of get through today and move forward to tomorrow?
No, I mean, I think the message is that the way we're playing isn't enough. Like, we're not giving enough. We're not playing hard enough. And there's another level that we need to get to.
Is that what you just said? One of the main reasons why it's been much harder to generate offense lately, is it because just getting out work?
I mean, I don't know. We've had chances to score, so yeah. I mean, that's a part of it. But at the end of the day, that's what makes you a consistent team is having that level of compete night in, night out, and playing that way. So something that we need to drive home here.
It's the million-dollar question, is how do you make sure everybody's ready to get things back on track here tomorrow?
I mean, it's up to every guy in that room individually to prepare mentally and physically to for tomorrow night and be ready to play. So at this point, you know, we're past the babysitting stage, and you're a professional athlete. That's your job.
Coach put you back with Brian Little and Blake Wheeler in the game last night. Is there some kind of signal in that for you or for the team, that move?
You'd have to ask him. I don't know.
How did you take it?
How did I take it? Just trying to create something. You know, in that game, we're struggling the first couple periods, and I'm assuming that he was trying to get something going.